peace of our Lord be upon us as we gather together on this Sabbath day to not only worship God, but to study His Word.
愿神的平安与各位同在，早上我们来查考神的话语。
The topic I would like to share with everyone for our mutual encouragement is facing these uncertain financial times.
今天我们来谈谈一个题目，让彼此能够有所造就。那么这个题目就是我们面对现今的所谓的经济的危机。
You know, we all know that over the last couple of years, the news has been filled with the talk about recession and depression.
那么过去几年，社会总是这样谈论着有关于。 整个经济的危机，或者是不景气的这些议题。
The stock market is going up and down like a roller coaster.
这个股票的市场呢，上上下下就好像这个云霄飞车一样。
More down than up.
现在当然是相当的低迷。
Layoffs are taking away jobs.
那人民因为被解雇，所以失去了。
Foreclosures are taking away homes.
那么房子也被银行收回去拍卖了。More
and more people are filing for bankruptcy.
更多的人那么就开始申请破产的这个诉求。
Even people are talking about having another Great Depression like we did in the 30s.
人们谈到这不景气，那么就想到1930年的时代。Which,
you know, I've been thinking about the last few days, and I thought, you know, because my parents went through that, lived through that time, and I know how difficult it was.
我的父母，也就是他们经过的1930年经济萧条的这么一个时代。
Sometimes I wonder, maybe that's what this country needs.
或许我想，这也许是这个国家需要面对的。People
brought back to reality to learn how to simplify life.
那么让人们能够在生活中求更简单去生存。And
there are a lot of people that are very concerned about the future, not only of this country, but of the world.
很多人不止在这个国家里，或者是全世界的人，都尝试的去想想将来怎么面对这么一个未来。But
we as Christians, how should we respond in this kind of situation?
那么我们是基督徒，那么我们应该怎么来应对呢？
I believe that James chapter 5 gives us some warnings.
在雅各书第五章给我们一些警告。Let's
turn to James chapter 5.
看雅各书第五章，verses
1 through 3.
第一节到第三节。Here
we see that James tells us a few things that we should not do.
这里雅各告诉我们几件事情。
James chapter 5 verses 1 through 3.
第五章第一节到第三节，第五章第一节下，你们这些富足的人呐，应当哭泣，嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们的身上。第二节。Verse
2.
你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了。第三节。Verse
3.
你们的金银都长得锈，那锈要证明你们的不是。 又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世，使之积攒钱财。Here
James is either speaking words of comfort to those in the church that are being exploited by wealthy landowners.
这里雅各那么用这些话来安慰被这些。
Or he is talking about those in the church who have a lot of riches.
同时他也谈到什么才是真正的富有。
His basic message in the first thing is that we should not do is don't panic.
基本上它是要我们不要惊恐。
And don't start hoarding things.
不要把这事情。
So I think James is actually talking to both groups of people.
那么换句话说，雅各在这里是针对 两组不同身份的人在谈这个事情。
Because in the time of James, there were three assets that indicated how wealthy you were.
在雅各时代，那么有三个象征这些有钱人的。
First, it was the amount of produce or the amount of crops that you had.
第一个就是他们的农作物，他们的收成。
Secondly, was the clothes that you owned.
第二个就是他们身上所穿的这些衣服。
And or the gold and silver that you possessed.
还有他们所拥有的这些金银财宝。
This would be the equivalent today to us as the home that you own.
这就像我们今天所谈到你所拥有的房屋。
The kind of car you drive.
你开什么车子。
Or what your net worth is.
还有你的银行的净值是多少。
So the people were treasuring or they were piling up these things because they believed that this made them rich and it provided them security.
这些人这样争着钱，那么储存这些钱财，认为这些可以为他们带来一种平安。
But the irony is that James was, what he was saying was that what they were really doing was storing up the wrath of God. What James was saying is that they are storing up, they are saving up the wrath of God.
事实上，雅各认为说，你们这样的积攒钱财，事实上就好像偷神的财富。
He is saying that there will come a day when the crops will rot.
他说到时候日子来了，那么这些农作物就毁坏了。
The clothes will be eaten by moths.
那么衣服呢也被虫子给咬破。
And the gold and the silver will be rusted through.
这些金银呢都要长得锈。
In other words, all these so-called signs of wealth would eventually become worthless.
换句话，这些代表你的财富最终都是没有用的。And
the fact that they had squandered or that they had wasted away what they had would make them accountable before God. Whatever they have, if they wasted it, they would have to answer to God.
因为在神的面前，他们这些拥有的财富终将行为毁物。
Keep a bookmark here in James chapter 5 because we will come back to it. But let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
再看马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6,
马太福音第六章,
verses 19 through 21.
19节到
here we see that Jesus is basically saying the same thing that James is saying.
基本上我们看到这里耶稣所说的跟雅各是差不多的。
Matthew 6, 19 through 21.
马太福音第六章十九节，十九节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，人会锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。二十节
，Verse 20.
只要积攒钱财在天上，天上没有虫子咬，也不能锈坏，也没有。 贼挖窟窿来偷。21节
Verse 21
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
If we think about our society,
现在来看看我们当今的社会。
One of the popular new businesses today is storage facilities.
一个很新的一个行业就是做这些储存业。
These are places where people can store all the stuff that they don't have room for in their house.
这些场所就是提供一个服务，让人们在家里没有足够空间去储存这些东西，能够把东西搬到那边去存放。On
cable television, I like to watch. There's a couple programs that show that people are they've either maybe passed away or whatever, maybe can't make their payments on their storage facility, so they put whatever's in there up for auction. That they sell it off to other people.
我喜欢看有个节目在电视里 人们在这存放的这种设施里面有放了很多东西，那么最后也是把它拿出来再拍卖。
And sometimes the things that they left behind in those storage rooms are worth $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more.
有时候他们放在这仓库里面的东西，或者是两三万块钱的价值。
And the people buying it may only pay a few hundred or a couple thousand dollars for it.
那么有人买了，就只花几百块就买到了。
So we have become so obsessed with stuff, with material things.
所以我们对这些物质的积存实在是不怎么赞同。
Why do we keep buying more and more?
为什么我们一直持续要去买东西呢？
It's because we, in our natural side, our human side, we feel that these earthly things will make us feel more significant, more important in the world.
是我们心里的深处认为去拥有这些世上的财富会让我们觉得更安全、更满足。
But James says it only makes us foolish in the eyes of God.
但雅各这样说，你这样的做法只是在神眼中看来更为愚蠢。
Now we need to understand something.
那么我们要明了几件事情。
God does not hate rich people.
神并不是憎恨这些富有的人。
Because riches in and of and by themselves are neither good nor bad.
因为这些富人跟他们自己来讲呢，并不是自外于这些好人或坏人之中。
But the one who should be concerned is the one who puts their hope in those riches.
但是人们关心的就是在富人上我们有看到什么样的希望。
Just like those who put their hope in the stock market.
就好像人们期待着股票的心情一样。
If our attitude is all focused and wrapped up on how the stock market is doing.
假如我们把这些股票在市场的反应这样做一个结论。
Or how much money we have in the bank.
那么我们有多少存款在银行？
Or how secure our retirement seems to be.
那我们的退休基金是多么安全的？
Then we are guilty of anchoring or putting our security and our hope into the things that we own.
那么换句话说，我们就是把我们的希望、期待寄托在我们身上所拥有的。
Rather than putting our trust in God.
而不把它交托在神那边。
There is nothing wrong with having savings account.
你银行的存款并不代表你有什么任何的错误。
There is nothing wrong in planning for our children's future and education.
那么你在计划小孩未来的这些教育也没有什么错的。
But we have to be careful that we don't become so obsessed and so focused on that.
但是我们要小心，就是不要太过专注了。
Because a person cannot hoard, cannot try to gather as much as they can and be generous at the same time.
因为人们往往在尝试的拥有更多的时候，却没办法表现出你慷慨的一面。
See, we cannot invest in the things of God if our major concern is to only build a financial fortress or financial future.
那么换句话，我们只是在构筑一个所谓的财富的一个顶峰，当然你就没办法专注到神这方面来。
Just the other day, someone sent me an email.
就像几天前我收到一个网络的信息
，telling me that it is the church's responsibility to take care of all of the poor in the world, not the government.
这里说教会应该照顾这些穷人，而不是政府需要来关心的。
This person is a Christian.
这个人是一位基督徒。
And I explained to him that first of all, God was the first one to establish a type of welfare system.
首先我告诉他说，神是整个这种社会福利的这样的一个状况 是由神来主导的。
So yes, in a sense we are correct that the church has a responsibility to help take care of the poor.
当然我们在教会所、收集的这些钱财也应该用来、赈济这些穷人的。
But Jesus Christ himself said that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
但耶稣基督这样说，我们应该爱邻居如爱自己一样。
This is for all mankind.
这是针对所有的人类来
说。 Not just the Christian.
而不只是基督徒。
This is for all of God's creation.
这是神的一切的创作。
So,When we hoard or when we try to gather as much wealth and riches for ourselves, then the money no longer can serve as a tool to further God's kingdom.
当我们一直为自己所积存的这些钱财，换句话说，在神的天国的圣工上就没有份了。
If we are to use his example that the church is to take care of the poor.
假如用这样教会需要照顾穷人这样做一个例子来说
if the church members have no jobs
那假如教会的、兄弟姐妹那么他现在没有工作了
if the church members are struggling day to day
那假如教会的教友每天都在这样的挣扎着生存
so they begin to hoard what they have
他们就只能、持续地 保有自己所拥有的
How can we expect the churches to take care of all of the poor in the world?
那么我们的教会又如何照顾 这么多的、穷人的大众呢
So everybody has a responsibility
所以每个人对自己当然也要有责任
So Solomon was very right in his belief
所罗门王对他自己所信仰是有这么一个坚持
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 Ecclesiastes chapter 5 It's right after Proverbs
以西结书传道书
Ecclesiastes chapter
传道书第五章
Verse 10
第十节传道书第五章第十节贪爱银子的不应得银子之足贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足这也是虚空
He says He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver nor he who loves abundance with increase this also is vanity So the second problem that we face、that James tells us not to do is don't take advantage of others
这里说贪那银子的也不因为银子而知足贪那丰富的也不因、丰富而知足这一切都是虚空的那么雅各告诉我们我们
We don't take advantage
雅各告诉我们、不要、在这方面、自以为是、平白得来的
Because if we find that the silver is not satisfying us
我们现在发现到银子不能让我们来满足
We're going to find another way
那么就要在、往别的方面来着想
So let's turn back to James chapter 5
再看回、雅各书第五章
Verse 4、
第四节
James chapter 5 verse 4
雅各书第五章第四节第四节工人给你们收割庄稼你们亏欠他们的工钱这工钱有声音呼叫并且那收割的人的原声已经进入万金之主的耳了
So the second problem comes naturally from the first
那么第二个问题就是很自然的从第一个问题来延伸的
During the time of James, because of the desire to gather much, these landowners were not paying their workers.
在雅各世代，往往这些、地主、不能把、很、公平的工价给这些做农的。
Perhaps it wasn't because that they weren't paying them, but they were not paying them on time or not paying them what they were worth.
或许他们付了，但似乎是不是按时来付，或者是工价不足。
Just a couple of days ago, I read in the newspaper that there's a restaurant right across from Britain Plaza called Estela's. It's a Mexican restaurant.
在几天前我读了一个报道说在这里不远的一个墨西哥的餐馆。
The workers had filed suit against the restaurant owners.
雇员呢就告了这个老板。
Because they were not paying them for according to the law and for their overtime and their minimum hourly wage.
因为这老板没有按照法律应该给的工时和工价。
So not only does the restaurant have to pay them their back wages.
不止这餐馆的老板需要付出以前所欠他们的工资。
The court also fined them very heavily.
法律呢这个法院呢也罚了蛮重的款。
Wouldn't it have been much better and easier for them just to do it right the first time?
当然假如说你一开始就把这工价算对这倒是简单多了。
See, these workers are just like many of us.
这些工人就好像我们在座的各位一样。
Many people live from payday to payday.
那么人们就是这样一手收进来，那么一手支出去，这样的生活在过。
The same in these workers during the time of James.
就好像在雅各那世代的工人一样。
The daily wage was what put food on the table.
那每天所赚来这些工钱，才让他们有能力去买食物来吃。
So if these people didn't get paid, they didn't eat.
那么他们没有被付足工钱，也就没办法买东西来过活了。
He's saying that this is harvest time.
这里说当时是收割庄稼的时间。
So the barns were full, the wine was plentiful.
那这谷仓是满的，这个酒也是很丰富的。
It wasn't that the owner didn't have the funds to pay them.
并不是这做老板的人没有钱来给他们。
The workers were not paid because of the greed of the owners.
工人之所以没有被付足工钱，导因是这老板的贪心。
We can see this today.
这个我们现今也可以看得到。
Sometimes people agree to charge a certain price for a project.
好像有些人对某些工作的计划。那么要求代价是这么多
and they agree to a certain price but then when the time comes to do the work they say oh we have to increase the price
那么这样的合约在你开始要做或是做了你就后悔而且要提高你的价码
especially in Florida we see this with the elderly people
特别是我们在佛州很多年长的朋友
They say, oh, they need a new roof
他们需要新的屋顶
And they will say, okay, we will charge you $2,000
好我们要做这个屋顶的翻修大概是2000块
And then after they get up there they take off most of the roof Then they say, oh, it's going to cost you more Because we found more damage than we thought
我在他们把旧屋顶给拆掉，那么就来说，我们发现更多的问题，现在要算你们更多的钱。
What 80-year-old woman is going to climb up on the roof to see if what they're telling her is true or not?
当然，这80岁的老妇人没办法爬到屋顶上去看看到底这个屋顶是不是如同这个工人所说的问题呢？
I know May would do it. She's not 80 years old, but I know she would do it. So, other times people will, you know, for example, they hire a contractor to do some work.
往往我们请的这些工人呢，这些雇工呢，来做这些工作
and that contractor hires a subcontractor
那么这些小公司呢那么在找 另外一批工人来接这些业务。
So the customer gives the money to the contractor.
那么客户把这个钱要花的钱呢给这间小的公司。
But the contractor does not pay the subcontractor.
但这些小的公司却没有把钱付给来实际上做工的工人。
So who gets sued?
那么到后谁被告呢
？The customer.
就是客户。
So we see that all these kind of scams go around in this world.
我们就看到这世界上这些事情往往是时常在发生的。
People taking advantage of other people, especially the poor.
人们总是占别人的便宜，特别是占这些穷人的便宜。
You know, the government, we know, has social security system, welfare system.
我们知道这政府有这些退休福利，那么的这些制度。
A lot of people will manipulate and cheat to get money from the government that they don't even deserve.
很多人并不配去领这些的钱，而想办法尽量从政府里面去榨钱出来。
All throughout the Bible, it is very clear that God will defend the rights of the poor and the weak.
圣经就是这样讲的，神会为这些穷人、穷苦的人来宣称这些正义的事情。
And those who cheat others will face judgment.
那么这些欺诈别人的终将要得到审判的。
So the third thing that Paul tells us now not to do is in verse 5. He says, don't be selfish.
在这里保罗告诉我们
verse 5.
第五节
James chapter 5 verse 5.
雅各书第五章第五节。第五节，你们在世上享美福好宴乐，当宰杀的日子，骄养你们的心。
So you see, these people were simply, they were just pampering themselves.
我们看到这些人只是在安慰自己。
They surrounded themselves with things that they didn't need.
那么
They kept giving themselves, buying for themselves things that they didn't need.
他们一直持续的去买或者是拥有，事实上他们根本不需要的东西。
They were spending all their time partying instead of being concerned about those who were going hungry.
他们终日这样宴乐的现在却没有想到还有其他人在饥渴。
The book of Haggai in the Old Testament is God's rebuking the people of Israel.
神在旧约有记载说神呢
God rebuked the people of Israel.
神指责那么以色列的人
because they were living in luxury while the temple was falling apart.
他们过着很奢侈的生活，但是神的殿堂呢却荒废了。
They were living in nice, beautiful homes while the work of God suffered.
他们住在很美好的家，但是神的仆人却在那边受苦。
So when we are selfish, nothing else matters than having a good time.
那当然，假如我们是一个自私的，那么就会表现不管你的。是不是很好的日子在过。
James wants us to see that there are so many better ways to use the riches that God gives us.
在这里雅各告诉我们，其实神的祝福让我们富足，我们在很多方面都有它的功能。
So this should make us think.
那么我们就这样来想。
How big of a home is too big?
那么房子大，那么到底大了多大才算是大呢？
How nice of a car is too nice?
那么什么样的车是我们认为太过好了？
How large of a stock portfolio is too large?
那么什么样的你的股票的分析那是足够的
When does the price of a gourmet meal become obscene? When do we pay too much for a meal, a gourmet meal?
我们什么时候为了一顿美好的餐那么付出太多的代价
You see, there's a fine line between need and greed.
那么在需要跟奢侈这中间其实很难去做一个很明确的分别
Between what is necessary and what is indulgent or selfish.
那么什么是你必须要的和什么是自私拥有浪费的
The fourth thing that James tells us not to do is in verse 6.
第四样雅各告诉我们不要做的是第五章第六节这样说的第六节你们定了一人的罪把他杀害他也不抵挡你们
saying, don't hurt others.
这里说不要伤害人
See, during his time it appears that the rich were gaining money by illegal means
当时的时代的人有时候用不正当的手法去获得很多的财富
and they were using some of that money to harm the poor
他们利用这样的钱财来伤害这些穷人
Today we might see this in politicians who put into Congress these big spending packages
今天我们看到这些政治人物在国会里面写的一张非常庞大的这些支出表
And these big spending packages are only primarily to line their own pockets
那么这些庞大的支出的预算表呢事实上是让他们有机会能够获得私人的利益
Instead of helping those who are in need
而不去帮助这些真正需要帮忙的这些穷人
We see this in ridiculous lawsuits
我们也看到很多很莫名其妙的这些诉讼的案件
that force people to pay legal fees that they cannot afford to defend themselves from something that they really did not do
他们花了那些自己没办法承担的这些代价去想为自己得来一笔横财
so when we fail to help others when we are able to help them
当我们不能在适当的时间去帮助那些需要人帮忙的人
then we are in all practicality condemning innocent people
那么我们在理论上换句话也是伤害了这些无辜的人
so James tells us the things that we should not do
这里告诉雅各告诉我们这些不应该做的事情
He tells us we should not panic
第一个不要惊恐
That we should not take advantage of others
不要占人家的便宜
We should not become selfish
不要自私自利
We should not do anything that will hurt others
我们不要做出那些伤害别人的事
But now let's turn to Paul to see whatsome of the positive things that we should do
那么我们现在看看保罗要我们做一些正面的事情
Let's turn to 1 Timothy
看提摩太前书
1 Timothy chapter 6
提摩太前书第六章
1 Timothy 6 verses 17 through 19
提摩太前书第六章17节到19节提摩太前书第六章十七节你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人不要自高也不要依靠无定的钱财只要依靠那后世白物给我们享受的神十八节又要嘱咐他们行善在好事上富足甘心施舍乐意供给人十九节自己积成美好的根基预备将来叫他们持定那真正的生命
Notice the positive principles here.
这里有一些很正面的一些基本的看法。
First, we should trust the Lord rather than trust riches.
第一个，我们要信靠神，而不是靠那些有财富的人。
In these uncertain economic times, it's so important that we remind ourselves over and over and over again that security, our security, is not found in the material things that we own.
在这现今经济危机时代里，我们更要告诉我们自己。我们之所以追求这个安全的生活，不是由我们所积存的这些钱财而来的。
Our security is in the one to whom we belong, Jesus Christ.
这些安全很平安的是要我们去追求我们所敬拜的神。
So instead of watching the stock market and listening to all these so-called experts,
与其你专注那些股票市场，或者是听那些专家的话。
And everyone seems to be an expert.
似乎每个人在这方面都是专家。
We would be better off looking at the Lord, listening to His word.
我们应该更要仰望我们的神，聆听他的真理。
Because He is the one who we find our strength.
因为他是赐给我们能力的人。
He has promised to meet our every need.
他已经告诉我们，神一定会给我们每日所需要的东西。
The second principle we see from Paul is that we should look at our resources as a tool to use for the glory of God rather than just as a trophy.
第二件事情，保罗告诉我们正面的事情，我们应该亲近神，而不是要为自己去追求那些奖杯。
If we remember the parable of the ten talents, talents, the coins.
记得所提到的有关于十个钱子的这个比喻。
The master gave his servants various amounts of money.
这个主人给他的仆人一些钱。
And he tells him to take the money and to invest it for his benefit.
他告诉仆人说，你想办法去投资，那么获利吧。
God gives us our resources for us to use for his benefit.
神是给我们这么多赐福的，让我们去过为主得荣耀的一个生活。
You know, there's a word that we use in Christianity called stewardship. And we often think of stewardship as tithing.
往往我们基督徒所提到的，那么就是有关于奉献的，那么这个十一捐的一个观念。
But stewardship is much more than tithing.
Stewardship
is taking care of someone who, like when you're on a ship, the steward takes care of the money.
那么彼此照顾的这个观念，其实比你奉十一捐还更为重要。
Stewardship is seeing that everything that we have are given is given to us by God, and it is to accomplish His work.
这样的观念是我们认为一切事情都神的祝福。也这样反映出这是属于神的。
And thirdly, on this, building on the last principle, is our focus should be on eternal dividends rather than financial dividends.
那么最后再来一个的重点，就是我们应该专注我们的永生，而不是只有现今世俗的这些危机。
Paul tells us to store up for ourselves a treasure of good foundation for the future.
保罗告诉我们自己要积存，做出好的基础，而为将来来努力。
There is a story about a businessman. There was an angel that came to visit him.
有个故事是有一天使来访问一位非常有钱的人。
And this angel agreed to grant him one request.
这个天使就让
the angel said he would give this businessman one request.
来 让这个富有的生意人呢有一个要求。
So this businessman requested a copy of the stock market quotes for 1 year in the future.The businessman wanted a copy of all of the stock market quotes for 1 year in the future.
这个生意人就要求，这天使给他，有关于股价，行情的一年的一个时段。
So as he was studying the future prices on the American and New York Stock Exchange, he began to boast about all of the great things he was going to do with his money.
当他看到一年以后的这个股票可能反映的行情，那么他开始很自大的吹嘘他要怎么去投资。
But then he looks on the other page.
但是他看到另外一页这样说的。
He sees the obituary column. The obituary is where people die. They put the names of people who die.
另外一个栏里面是叙述的。有些人死掉的一些消息。
Then he saw his own picture there.
然后他看到这段也记录了他的有放他的照片。那么换句话说，他也会死去的。
So obviously, in the light, when he sees his own death, then suddenly money does not become important.
他看到自己也列入这些死亡的名单上。马上就觉得钱对他来讲已经不重要了。
Financial investors will tell you to think in terms of long-term investment.
这些财务能够告诉你如何去做一个长期的投资。
In other words, you should continue to invest in the stock market, good or bad. Eventually, you will get a good return for your money.
不管这个股票。是上是下，那么你长期的投资终将对你是好的。
But the Bible also encourages us to invest for the long term also.
圣经也告诉我们要做一个长期的投资。
It tells us that we should look beyond a few years of this earthly life.
它告诉我们不要只看在世上日后几年的时光。
And to seek to invest what we haveinto those things that will bear eternal dividends.
应该要把我们自己现在所拥有的来投资这永生。
How can we do this?
我们如何这样做呢？
We can invest our time and effort into work for the church.
我们可以把一些时间献出来做教会的事情。
We can invest our time and money in missionary work.
在这圣工上来出钱出力
so that the gospel can be taken to other countries and other lands
让这些福音能够传开来。
You see, the only treasures that we take with us when we die are our acts of service to the Lord and maybe those friends and neighbors that we have introduced to Christ
我们真正所能够获得的就是当我们把这福音传开来让这些亲朋好友来亲近神，这是我们能够带走的。
You've heard me say before, I've never seen a funeral hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer. We can't take it with us.
Okay,
funeral cart, you know, the black cart.
当人死了以后，你也没办法带走任何的财物。
So when we invest in the things of God.Our dividends will be eternal.
我们的目标应该要着注于永生。
Earlier we read that Paul said that we should long for contentment rather than material things. Be satisfied with what we have.
之前保罗也这样提到，他对他所当下所拥有的是知足的。
You know, we want to drive the latest car. We want the biggest television.
我们想开最新款式的车子，或是最大的电视，看最大的电视。
A lot of people work hard. They want early retirement.
很多人就这样努力的工作，那么想提早退休。
They want a bigger home.
有想拥有更大的房子
the best clothes, the best food
更好的衣服吃好的餐
we want our children to have all of the advantages that we never had as a child
让我们的子女能够拥有我们当孩童时无法享受的这些物质
But the problem with all of these things is that there will always be something newer and something better out there
问题是这个事情总是有持续的更好的更新的会出现的
You buy the latest cell phone with all the latest features and gadgets
当你买了一只最新型的手机
Guarantee you next week there will be another one that is even better
过了一段时间就会有更好的会出现
And Stanley knows that with computers, right?
Stanley 对
It's changing every day
对电脑是很在行的那么也知道这个电脑的知识呢设备是日新月异的
So for a few moments after we purchase what we have desired we will feel important, we'll feel significant I got the latest cell phone
那么虽然我们买到一个最新的手机在私欲上觉得很知足
But then you meet up with a friend and they say, hey, look at mine Mike can do this
你就跟朋友在讨论说我的机种可以做这些的功能
And then it's not long we feel so poor I don't have that mine's not as good as theirs
那或许你一阵子又觉得说你好像你的东西没有比别人更好
We're always needing one more thing to make us happy
总是需要更多的更新颖的事情来满足你
There's an old saying
有一句话是这样说
Money can buy us a bed but not sleep
钱能够为我们买一张床但却不能买到睡眠
Money will buy us books but not brains
钱能够买到书但不会因为这样你就聪明
Food but not appetite
你可以用钱来买到食品
A house but not
But 证明你就有食欲你能够买到一栋房屋
Money can buy us medicine but not health
但不见得就是一个温暖的家
It can buy us amusement but not happiness
你可以买到娱乐但并不能买到真正的快乐
buy us jewelry but not beauty
你可以买到珠宝但你却买不到美丽
Money can buy us a cross to wear on our neck but not a savior
钱能够买一个有十字架样子的一个项链但这不能给你救赎
So to be content is to realize that happiness is not found in the things that we possess
所以我们知道这些幸福这些快乐的事情并不是因用我们所拥有的可以买得到的
It is found in the things in the God that we serve
那是只有从我们所敬拜的神那边才有的
Contentment is found when we gratefully receive what God has given us
最重要就是我们要对神给我们赐给我们的事情
Without having to compare what we have with others around us
必须跟我们周遭人去做彼此的做彼此的那个比较
Contentment comes from this, the knowledge that we are the forgiven child of the King We are the forgiven child of God
那么我们是神的子民也因为这样我们能够自我的知足
And that we are destined for eternity in heaven
我们对对之后天国的永生我们是这样的追求的
Then we can become content when we realize this
那我们对我们的知足我们就知道是怎么回事
So yes, these challenging financial times can make us anxious
当然这样的经济危机会让我们焦虑
Or they can challenge us to simplify our lives and to sharpen our focus
或许也会带来我们的生活更单纯让我们专注的事情能够更 精锐。
We must find the security in Christ rather than in the things of this world.
我们应该在神里面找到这平安的追求的。
In these difficult times, we must learn to live on less.
在这经济的危机，我们应该让我们的生活更单纯化。
And joyfully appreciate and give thanks for what we have been given.
那么对我们所领受的，我们所施舍的，应该更为喜乐。
We must understand that everything that we have has been given by God for the purpose of giving glory to His name.
我们也了解神给我们的这些祝福一定有他的目的，让我们来荣耀主的名。
So if God should prosper us,
假如神让我们富足了，
so we should use what He has given to do great things for God.
我们应该利用神赐给我们的这些财富来为神做几件事情。
If he does not prosper us,
假如不是神让我们富足，
then we should seek to trust him to provide just what we need and to resist this tendency to live beyond our means.
更是要我们要求神给我们所必须要的，那么这个是能够超乎。
This won't be easy.
这不是很简单。
It's not the American way as we know it today.
并不是目前社会所流行的这个方式。
It is, however, God's way.
这是神的方式。
It is the only way to find security and joy, even if the rest of the world chooses to panic.
那么也只有这个方法才能够胜过世人所选择这个惊恐的方法。
So I pray that we all can learn from the teachings from James.
希望大家对今天查考雅各书能够有所收获。
On the things not to do, and from Paul on the things we should do.
雅各书上面所提到哪些事情我们不当做，还有保罗所提到的，我们应该做哪些事情。
May the Lord give us peace in our heart as we all face these difficult times.
求神给我们一颗平安的心，能够面对现在经济的危机。
And help us to hold to His hand. Help us to hold on to His hand.
让我们能够持续的更仰赖神。